Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Gwyneth, I wanted to ask you a question. It's not my question. It's a question from Mrs. Finelli. And the phone rang this morning, and you and she had a chance to chat for a couple minutes. And she said, would you please ask one of this? And she said, either ask her in person, you know, on the phone, privately, or on air. And her question is this. How is it that Gwyneth, who has had so much adversity, so many things go wrong, including attempted kidnapping of her children, the death of her husband, all of these things. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Having to grow your own food, having to walk to town, having the system come to arrest you. I mean, it's almost nonstop. She said, how does Gwyneth find the inner strength to continue, whereas so many people today melt down when their phone has a low battery charge and they can't handle it, or people shoot employees at fast food restaurants when their french fries are cold, or they jump over the counter and attack people, or the store manager melts down and pours boiling water over a customer's body. How does Gwyneth persevere and share with the class how you do it, because you are a guiding inspiration for all of us.
Well, what comes to mind right away is when I was a teenager, I'm not the first generation in my family to have gone through a really, really tough time. My father and my grandfather also just seem to have endless problems. And with the, you know, what we would call the deep state, really not wanting them to be around, okay? And my grandfather, so partly it's epigenetic. My grandfather was gassed during World War One. He was at the Battle of the Somme, and because he got a dose of mustard gas, he had 3/4 of his lung tissue removed. And when he went to war, he was 17 years old. He lied about his age because he wanted to serve his country. And so he came, you know, and then after they removed 3/4 of his lung tissue, they sent him back to the front. And he was there for quite some time. And, you know, he ended up dying at the age of 36. So he lived for many, many years after he returned with only a half of one lung. And he had an auto mechanic shop and he had a Willie's Knights dealership. He was the in the town that he was in, which was Kalgoorlie, he was the Willie's Knight dealer. It's epigenetic, but it's also, I remember something that my dad told me, because he had a lot of problems in his life too with you know, particular people who had political power where he was, and they decided they really didn't like him, and they wanted to get rid of him, and they didn't succeed, except maybe they did, because he eventually ended up dying of medical negligence for a doctor who refused to treat him. So that might have had something to do with it, or maybe it didn't. But when I was growing up, my dad drilled something into me, and that was, he said, you've got to realize that the buck stops here, and you will persevere when you realize where here is. And he pointed to himself. The buck stops with me. I'm the head of the household, and if I go under, the household goes under. He said, and I'm not going to let that happen. So he persevered, and he lived to be an old man. For all the troubles that he had been through, and at the end of his life, he was actually happy. And he was actually relatively prosperous. You know, and he had accomplished actually a lot of things in his life that he wanted to accomplish. And I've never forgotten that. The buck stops here. He pointed to himself. And if I go under, we all go under. And I'm not going to let that happen. And I've always remembered that. And that really, those words of my dad, it might be, it's the gist of what he said. And I'm sure that he didn't invent that saying. I think it was actually Harry Truman. You can feel free to correct me, but he pointed at himself one day and he said, the buck stops here. When you're the head of the household, you can't afford to go under. You have to gird your loins, and you have to pick yourself up, and you have to have courage, and you have to keep going. And if there's brave decisions or courageous deeds that need to be done to save yourself, your family, your farm, your household, your children, whatever, then you've got to go and do them. Or you have to live with the rest of your life of knowing what a coward you were. And that's how I've lived my life. And because of that, I have a good conscience. You know, I've got two adult sons. They're working men. They run their own lives responsibly. They hog down jobs. You know, and they have a position of reasonable responsibility and respect within their workplace, and I think they're doing pretty well. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does, and I'll share that with Mrs. Finelli, and she can listen to your words directly from you. And you're right. The man who said the buck stops here was President of the United States at the very end of World War II, Harry S. Truman. That's correct.
Yep.
You know, Gwyneth, I was doing some research about people that I have behavior that I just don't understand, and unfortunately, we're surrounded by them. So I decided to look up, what does it cost for an average National Football League ticket? The lowest cost of a ticket is $99 per game. If you want to watch the Dallas Cowboys, it's $331. And if you want to go to see the New England Patriots, which is the most expensive, it's $490. To me, that is jaw-dropping, that people would spend that much money to go to watch guys in tight pants run around chasing an oblong leather-clad object, jump on it, tackle each other, throw each other around. It just seems amazing to me that people would spend that much money. It's a very expensive outing, and it makes no sense to me. People wear, the players on the field wear costumes so they can distinguish themselves from the other players, the other team. And even the people who are called fanatics, they wear costumes to indicate which side of the game they are in favor of. It just is staggering to me. So people spend money on tickets, they spend money on merchandise, they spend, it used to be maybe $400 for a football jacket costume that you could wear in cool weather, but it'd be too good to wear, you know, when it's cold. You just want to have it so you could show your friends, you know, how much money you're willing to spend on a jacket. It's just amazing to me. The least expensive game, it would be the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't get it. I really don't. So I just wanted to share that. How do we get here? How do we get to this point where everything is so expensive? People are wasting money they don't have on things that they don't need. And so many people are unhappy. They've got, you know, if you look at American consumers, they've got so much to be thankful for, and yet they're unhappy. They can't say grace over all the things that they have, all their possessions, and yet they're not happy. And, you know, we look at, I mean, America was built on lies and deception. The founding fathers of our country, you know, are thought of as heroes. They were flat-out criminals against the crown. Flat-out criminals. Now, I'm not saying that King George was good. I'm not saying that at all. But our team, we were a bunch of criminals. And it seems like the United States has a passion for blaming other people for what we've done. Things that are our fault, we blame other people. Like the Indians. We blame the Indians. When we had the Boston Tea Party and we revolted against the king, against the king's taxes, the revolutionaries dressed up as American Indians so they would get blamed. They had nothing to do with it. The Indians. And here we have Nancy. Nancy went to Taiwan. The communist Chinese said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. There are going to be repercussions. And Nancy, through her infinite greed, put the whole world on a hair trigger. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, any comment about what I mentioned, Nancy Pelosi taunting the Chinese?
I think it's insanity. It's insanity that people are spending so much money on stupid stuff, so much currency on stupid stuff, like football games and $500 checks. And it's also insanity that Nancy Pelosi is going over there and she's stirring up a war. You know, I think that she ought to, if she wants to go and stir up a war with the Chinese, I think that she ought to go and stand on the front line. You know, with the troops that are fighting in that war. I think that she ought to do that. You know, that apparently, you know, that the US Army now allows women to fight on the front line in a war zone. I think that Nancy ought to volunteer. And she ought to go and fight with the men and women that she's sending off to war. But she won't do that because she's a coward. She likes to stir up a war. She's what you call a chicken hawk, I believe. She likes to stir up a war, but she likes for other people to bleed and die and fight in it, you know. There's something else as well which I'll mention just before we go on. Another thing that has enabled me to get through all the tough times that I've had in my life, and I can't go on without mentioning this. I just thought of this during the ad. Every time that I have faced a monumental obstacle in my life, I have sat down and I have cried to God for help. And every time that I have done that, God has answered me. I say, Father God, in Jesus' name, please help me. And often I do just sit and cry for a while. But then, afterwards, I have a sleep, and perhaps I'll have a dream, or perhaps I won't have a dream, and I'll just wake up, and I'll have a peace, and then I will know, I'll start to do something else, like, I don't know, digging in the garden, or moving compost or something, and I'll have an inspiration of what I have to do, and then I go and do it. That's how I've gotten through. And it's, for example, when my children were babies, about the age, just under 1 year old and around about three, my older boy was around about three. So, they were babies. And, I had a horrible day one day because the CPS people actually did come and take them away. And I cried. I cried like I've never cried before. And I cried out to God and I asked for his help. And I will never forget what happened because all of a sudden I felt, I know I keep going on about the George Wilson thing, but that's how I felt. And I just knew what I had to do. So whether it was the part of my soul that, that was still George Wilson, or whether it was the ghost of George Wilson coming and giving me a bit of inspiration, I don't know. But there was a George Wilson presence, and I knew what I had to do after that. And that is, I'd only just found out a few months before who George Wilson was. And I knew that I had to go and get them back. And I came up with a plan, and I enacted that plan, and I got them back, and I fled into state. And that is something that maybe George Wilson might have done back in the day, but it's probably not something that I would have come up with on my own, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it certainly does. It certainly does. And
looking
back,
I got the chance to be my son's mother. And now they're men.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Lawyers for the media outlet Gateway Pundit have filed a legal motion seeking to publicly release the names of the clients of Jeffrey Epstein. The who's who of illicit clients was heavily discussed during the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Since being found guilty, she is serving time in a cushy minimum security prison in Florida. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the state's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday, beating out a 21-candidate field to replace exiting Senator Roy Blunt.
Tonight, the Republican voters of Missouri have spoken, and I am honored.
In other primaries Tuesday, Kansas voters decided to keep abortion rights. Tudor Dixon won Michigan's GOP primary to take on Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thursday, Tennessee goes to the primary polls, as the midterm elections are in November. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
NASA said the sun is getting very active, and that could cause problems here on Earth. The space agency warned the activity level of the sun has quickly ramped up. Scientists expect to see more solar flares and solar eruptions that could impact radio communications, navigation signals, and electric power grids here on Earth. The increase in activity could also pose a risk to spacecraft, GPS signals, and even create concerns for the airline industry. As three other green bills have netted virtually nothing for the average American as it increases our recession's longevity, bill number four could be voted on this week, spending roughly another $500 billion. The Senate Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act is just smoke and mirrors, so says Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
I'm doing everything I can to discourage anybody who's even thinking about voting for it. Of course, Joe Manchin did a magnificent, or I should say Olympic-worthy flip-flop from his previous position in opposition to this. He said he was worried about inflation, would wait to see the July and August numbers. The Penn Wharton study that was done of this proposal said it will do nothing to reduce inflation. It's all smoke and mirrors at this point. Two things we know it will do is raise taxes on people making this less, as little as $10,000, and it will make inflation worse.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
got
your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
I just mentioned Nancy Pelosi putting the world on a hair trigger. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. So for her feeling of safety, fighter jets, F-15 fighter jets, were in the air, leaving Taiwan to fly to protect Nancy Pelosi. It must be a great feeling to know that at your will you can have fighter jets scramble on your behalf. I wonder how much that cost. I wonder how much it cost for her to ship her car over there and her entourage in a huge airplane. Huge. I guess they don't have telephones in Taiwan, and I guess we don't have them here in the United States. I guess a phone call wouldn't have done. You know, with the number one chip maker in the world being Taiwan, I guess they don't have the technology to make video communications work. Can you imagine that? We have a regime in power right now that is in the demolition business. I just heard in the news that solar activity is increasing. But you know what's not mentioned? What's not mentioned is the other end. So the sun is acting up. Okay, it does that. But the Earth's protection is our atmosphere, which we have destroyed. I've mentioned, and maybe I was the first to mention it on as a host, other than Dane Wigington, I guess he mentions it. I had this theory that we have manipulated our atmosphere to the point where we can't get it back. We can't get it to go back to normal. As a matter of fact, I got a call from Dane Wigington, and we talked about this. And he and I are on exactly the same page. And I offered that theory, and he said I was right. It was a private conversation. And I invited him to come on with us. And I'm not going to tell you the day, because I have a feeling that communications may be disrupted. So soon, you will hear a one-hour special with Dane Wigington. And I'll assign some homework. You can go to geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. And there's a video there. That's your assigned homework. It's called The Dimming. The Dimming. You'll find it. And it will change the way you view things. And it will make you look at things like Nancy flying to Taiwan needlessly, burning up our atmosphere, polluting our air with this big, huge jet she has to fly around in, with the F-15s doing the same thing, burning up the atmosphere, polluting the air. And then you look at what goes up must come down. It's physics. You look at the satellites that all these companies, major communication companies, have put into orbit. All of them are going to come down. They'll either come down as debris, they'll come down as air pollution, if they burn up in our atmosphere, or they'll come down as pieces, littering the earth. And recently we had a news report saying, the good news is it landed in the ocean. Rocket debris. Think about that. We have destroyed our planet. The sum of all individual greed combined with the sum of all individual stupidity, we've done it. It didn't happen in the last 2 years. It's been going on for a long time. We've been blowing each other up. World War II killed about 50 million people. I was talking with Kathy a couple days ago, and I asked her if she ever saw a tarball, T-A-R space B-A-L-L. It's about the size of a large marble. The very few times that I was able to go to the beach as a child in the 1950s, I was on the White Sand Beach in the East Coast, and there was this kind of a black sand ball. It was mushy, squishy. It was kind of like the consistency of gum, fresh gum, on a hot sidewalk. And it was tar, which is really oil, that was on the surface of the ocean, that came ashore and mixed with the sand and formed these tar balls. So where did it come from? came from the German U-boats that blew up the American ships heading to Europe. We are infinitely stupid. Infinitely. I'm sorry to say it. I wish, I hope, and I pray that we can get it back. But I don't think so. As a farmer, it's blazing hot. I mentioned to Dane about the heat, about the heat, the hay yield being what I expect to be about a quarter of what it was last year. And I said, Dane, I just want you to know that I'm on the ground here, ground zero, as a farmer. I know what's happening. And he said, it's not just here in Missouri. It's all over the world. Gwyneth, I wish I had good news. I don't have any good news. And I apologize to all of our instructors when I talk to them personally. And I have very little time to do that because I'm trying to save the farm. It's all hands on deck here at the farm. Everybody's is running wide open throttle till we collapse. And it's not just us.
Okay. I understand.
Your thoughts?
I just want to say, you know, it's we're all going down and there's no way out of it. The only way out of it is through it. You know, things are not going to go back to the way they were, whatever that was. And you have to. Yeah, I've had this on the inside of things for the last few days. You have to comprehend what the world is going to look like when all the internal combustion engines go away. Because that is what is imminent into our future. Now, all of these things were prophesied a long time ago in the Bible. One of the Bible prophecies relating to the era was that the sun would burn 7 days heat in one day. So that means the sun will end up burning seven times hotter than normal. And probably it won't do that in a heartbeat. Probably it will ramp up to it. And possibly that's what we're seeing the beginning of now. There's other prophecies as well. It says in Ezekiel chapter 37 and 38 that there will be a great war where Russia comes down from the north, where the prince of Russia, that is Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Moshul and Tubal, and Moshul is Moscow. Okay. It's also, you know, other parts of the world as well. But Moscow is where Meshech, the grandson of Noah, settled at the end of his life. And built a city, which is probably a village. And that was where he ended his life. And that's where he's buried. So now you got the chief prince of Moshok in Tubal. And but he in Ezekiel 37 and 38, it says that at the end of days, he will be dragged out of his lair with hooks in his jaws. And he will go and he will make a war. It says all the nations who will become involved in this war. I'll mention some of them. Roma, which is Germany. In German, a word that they have for their own people, an archaic word, like that they might have used 400 or 500 years ago, more commonly than today, but the word's still there in the language. A word that they use for their own people is Goma. That means Germany, in German. And, you know, they say Torgamar, which is the Viking nation, They say Persia, which is Iran. They say a whole bunch of nations. Libya. And you go through the list of nations that they list, and it's all the nations that are lined up to be involved in this current war. And a little while ago, maybe a month or two ago, I think I said on air what would happen according to this prophecy. And I said that Vladimir Putin will succeed with his plans in the Ukraine, and then he will move on. And he will move on to Central and Eastern Europe. Do you remember that I said that?
Yes.
And that he would
be victorious.
Yeah, and that he would be victorious. And I heard on the news today, as I was listening to a particular, radio broadcast online, that I downloaded to my phone, and they said that there is war brewing in Kosovo. Who do you think might be behind that? Where's Kosovo? Central and Eastern Europe. Bosnia is going to get dragged in. So Bosnia and Kosovo, the Central and Eastern European nations, Serbia, they mentioned Hungary. And I said, well, Magog, in the Hungarian language, Magor is an archaic name for their own people. That's what they call themselves. Magor or Magog is Hungary in the Hungarian language, in Old Hungarian. This is all heading down. Ezekiel 38, 39. It's going to end up in the Middle East, and it's going to end up at the Battle of Armageddon. There's no way out of it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Albert Einstein was known for saying some quite eloquent and brilliant things. And one of his sayings might be one of your favorites. And that is, quote, "If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough," end quote. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Albert Einstein. And he also said something else, which is germane to today's discussion. And he was asked about, well, remember, he was part of the team that designed the atomic bomb, of which two were released on Japan, which brought the Second World War to a close. He was asked about World War III, and he said, quote, "I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones." What he was trying to say is, this is my interpretation, that the next use of atomic bombs will be so horrific, we will just about wipe ourselves out. And we'll be bombed back to the Stone Age. Pre-industrial revolution for sure. Horses, if we can find them. We're that stupid. We're that greedy. And we have a regime that's out of control. Absolutely out of control. And, you know, I've got this document in front of me with some bills that should become law. And some of it's pretty extreme, but I think it would fix a lot of what's wrong with the world. And going by memory, but it's something like any leadership in any country that attacks another country, the price to be paid will be capital punishment. For not just the prime leader, but the equivalent of the entire cabinet and Congress, or its equivalent. So any country that attacks any other country, everybody in the attacking country will, all the government will be, top levels will be executed. That's what this document suggested. Can you imagine that? That'd solve a lot of problems, wouldn't it? It also suggests that there should be a pool of money of which all countries contribute based on their wealth. Wealthier countries pay more. Poorer countries pay less. And from that pool of money, any country that attacks another country, that pool of money will be used to pay the finder's fee for the location of the criminals so they can be brought to justice swiftly. Can you imagine that? People are actually thinking like this. People are outraged at what's happening. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with Albert Einstein. There's something else that's quite interesting in the Ezekiel chapter 38-39 prophecy, and that is that when Russia and all the other nations come down from the north, you know, that Russia comes down, Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshuch in Tubal, and that means the chief prince is actually going to be with his army. He's actually going to be in the front of his army. He's going to be leading. And that they are not going to be in any sort of mechanical vehicle, that they are going to be on horseback, and they are going to be with horses and chariots. And you think, how could that possibly be? I'll tell you how it could possibly be. If there's no diesel engine anymore, nobody's going to be driving tanks around, are they? And Russia is one of the last countries on the earth that still has the know-how to put together a large-scale cavalry.
Yeah, the Germans. The Germans in World War II had diesel-powered tanks. The United States had gasoline-powered tanks. They were called Sherman tanks, and Sherman tanks had a nickname. They were called Ronsons, and Ronson was a lighter that would light under extreme conditions.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.